let's talk about the letter you received yesterday. Yes. So what was your, when did you get it and sort of what was your reaction?
Well, I usually don't see my emails until the end of the night, but I did see that it came in late afternoon. And of course, you know, I happen to agree with Ronald Reagan, who said those closest to any problem or situation or challenge are best suited to address it. We know that when our local districts last year had the opportunity to consult with their county health professionals to look at the actual spread and transmission where it was located and together determine if they needed to keep doors open or how to best mitigate spread, that was something that occurred locally. We have empowered the governance structure for public schools through locally elected school board members. And in this case where, you know, we are absent of a state requirement that provides that duty to protect during a global pandemic, then it has to fall to those local school districts. We have to put the health and safety of our children first. And right now we have hundreds of thousands of children attending public school who have not yet had an opportunity to be vaccinated. And we have a duty to protect them.
Do you want more policies like OKCPS's in the state? Do you want every school district to have something like that?
Well, I do support what Sean McDaniel has done, and I think that it is the right balance. But what we are seeing is most people want to wear that mask, and those families that don't have the opportunity to say no. And yet, he has not seen very many people go through that process to make that known. So this is, I think, going to help Oklahoma City Public Schools have fewer infections, and fewer infections mean less quarantine and less disruption.
Yeah, but why shouldn't superintendents and school boards be afraid of Senate Bill 658? Because, you know, it says in state law you can't have a mask mandate, right? And so why shouldn't they be fearful of implementing a policy like OKCPS has?
So here's the difference. A mask mandate says you can't walk in the door without a mask. We see that there's an opportunity in the way our school districts that have had a requirement or an expectation, but that stated requirement by Oklahoma City Public Schools is a good example of how to do it right. They have allowed for the process for parental opt-out, which is the same as we have had in the state regarding certain vaccines for many, many years. That is where they have both the provision of applying that duty to protect and adhering to state law in place.
Back to the letter. It kind of it intimates that, hey, if schools can't do universal masking, we might miss out on some American Rescue Plan funds. Are you worried about that? And, you know, what's sort of your reaction to that?
I am not worried about that. Here's the bottom line. School leaders need to do the right thing. We are in a pandemic. We are in an emergency. They need to always have the confidence that putting students first and taking care of them and their duty and obligation to protect them is the first priority.